This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to join us here. Number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump in over there, and we will get you on the air with us. With you in the studio tonight, Dan.
It's Nobody from electnobody.com.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Nobody, welcome back. It's been too long, my friend.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Nobody's been here in a long time.
Was that a welcome back, Cotter?
It was, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been on an extended vacation, went to visit the family up in Michigan for basically all of the holidays.
I showed up there just before Thanksgiving, and just got back yesterday.
And so welcome back, and I figured, you know what, we got an open seat, it's Monday night, let's drag you in.
Gotta like it.
Have you slept since 3 in the morning? Because I heard you come in when you got home.
Yeah, I slept some.
Okay, good. So we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. As always, there's plenty in the news to discuss here tonight. Coming up, there's a California newspaper that is ending its publication after 161 years.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Plus, a conservative group is mad at Burger King for using the D word on a commercial that they produced.
They're talking about, damn!
And you guessed it. I thought it was going to be the word that we can't say on the radio. Yeah, that one. But we'll tell you more about what happened there and why these moms are upset about it.
Oh, is that the 1 million moms or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
That one,
all right.
Yep.
When my father was growing up, Gone with the Wind came out.
Oh, wow.
And his mother wouldn't let him go see it because they said,
word.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Yeah. And it's funny, we can say that on the radio now.
It's true.
I was forbid from watching the movie On Golden Pond, old 80s movie. But
I remember it.
It was filled with cussing.
Really?
Yeah, and so that's why I wasn't allowed to see it. It was otherwise a pretty, coming-of-age film, about family and stuff like
that. Yeah, I remember it as a very tame, it's Henry Fonda.
Jane is in it, too. Yeah. But it's filled with cussing by old and young alike, you know what I mean? So,
wow.
But I've never seen it. That's what made it great was that, in my opinion.
So did you finally get to watch it?
I did. Oh. And then I was like, this movie's great. Not only is it a good movie and well-written and acted, but there's plenty of cussing, which is my favorite.
And at that time, it was probably even more exciting.
Because I was forbid from seeing it.
That's what made it more interesting. So you can bring up anything that you want. We got a lot to talk about here tonight. I didn't even have a chance to ask you, Nobody, if there was something you wanted to discuss. So if there is, you can bring that up later. But we're going to jump into a story that you wanted to bring up, Captain. I think it was this weekend, and I don't think we just never got to it, about the gold-back microeconomy that you've created.
So, yeah.
And we have to define what a gold-back is first.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
You can do it.
Okay. So a gold-back is essentially 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold flattened into what appears to be a piece of paper.
I don't know if flattening is the right word, and I'm going to say
it's sprayed on.
It's like I've heard it's called like atomically sprayed. I don't know what that really means, but it's some sort of 21st century process that flattening sort of gives you the idea of like somebody's got a hammer.
Well, I'm just trying to paint a picture.
It's gold foil inside, so it's definitely been flattened.
No, it's not foil. It's being sprayed on.
Atom by atom, powder or something, and then spray it on the pot. Anyway, it's suspendable. Gold. It's in the shape of what you would immediately confuse with currency.
It fits
right?
in your
Dollars.
Wallet.
It fits in your wallet.
Yeah.
But it's way shiny and it's way cool. And,
so cool, yeah.
It's Utah. The state of Utah has legalized it as legal tender.
Utah legalized gold and silver pieces from the U.S. Mint. So I looked at it. Actually, I looked at it over the weekend. I pulled up their gold and silver legal tender law that passed in 2011. And so you can't just go into the state of Utah with a stack of gold backs and pay your tax bill. They won't take them.
Yeah, and that kind of matters also because if it's legal tender law, then they're saying those things trade at face value.
Mm-hmm.
What they stamp on an ounce of gold is $50.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could trade your ounce of gold for $50. Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they did make it so gold and silver are legal tender, and I don't remember if they addressed that in the statute as far as the value of it, but that is that's the restriction. So you can't just take any old ounce of gold and go pay taxes in Utah with it.
Right.
So and they, I'm sorry to interrupt, but they also made it clear that it did not obligate people to accept gold and silver. So even though it's legal tender, meaning the government could accept it for payment of taxes and debts, you as a business owner aren't obligated to accept
gold. Which isn't what economists mean when they say legal tender. Normally when an economist says talks about a legal tender law, he's talking about a law that makes a particular currency, what are the words on the dollar bill, legal tender for payment of all debts, public and private.
That's exactly
so it. Basically, you can't, if somebody owes you money, if you win a judgment in court and they bring you dollars, you can't say, no, I don't want dollars, I want gold.
Or diamonds or whatever, right? Yeah. I want oil or whatever, right? Yeah.
But we did some research recently as well, because I'd always been confused about legal tender. And we determined, basically, and we're not attorneys, but, you know, from what we could understand, you absolutely can, however, run a business and refuse to accept dollars. So
yeah, that's true.
It's actually true. I was thinking about that. It's kind of strange because that's what I have always thought of legal tender laws being, but they don't really have that effect. The thing that forces you to accept dollars is the fact that, you know, if you don't pay your taxes in dollars, they'll take your stuff.
That's true.
That's the thing. That's the iron law of you have to have dollars or they'll kill you.
And I think you're right. If certainly in a court situation, the court's going to make a judgment in dollars. Obviously, it's their money, so they're going to do that. However, I don't think that, and it would be interesting to find out this. This is a question I don't really know the answer to. If we are in a contract, okay, with one another for gold, instead of dollars, like, you know, I've loaned you some gold or something like that, and you've reneged on the deal and you violated the contract, can you then be given the option to pay that debt in dollars because it goes to a court?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons that strange bit of nonsense is in our law, is when FDR confiscated the gold, there were all kinds of contracts out there that had gold escalator contract clauses that said, you know, basically they would specify something based on the price of gold. Well, all of a sudden there was no market for gold. So they had to know how to resolve those things, and so they just said, yeah, you can't require gold in payment. You have to accept dollars. And the court would probably just arbitrarily, set a, I don't know.
Now, I wonder if you could avoid that by having an arbitration clause, meaning that the parties would agree in advance, this isn't going to court. If there's a dispute, we're going to a private venue.
I would think so. That's common in most contracts.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you got to remember, though, this is in the context of illegal private ownership of gold.
No, I'm not talking about back then. I mean now.
Right.
So if we had a private contract where it wasn't under a court's jurisdiction, it was only arbitration clause, then would somebody be able to, you know, say, well, I'm not paying you back with gold, I'm paying you back with dollars because legal tender? And I wonder about that.
It is an interesting question. It would be interesting to see how that played out in court, because, you know, the other thing is, I can imagine a bullion shop or foundry that you kept ordering gold and they kept sending you dollars, and it's like, I don't want dollars, I'm sending you dollars.
All right, so yeah, because contracts have to be supreme, right? We're coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And lots of features are available to you on our website, so please get on over to freetalklive.com. We were talking about ForkFest just a moment ago off the air, but we should talk about it on the air as well because it's coming up in June and July, starting June 29th through July 5th, which means for the very first time, ForkFest, the libertarian decentralized camping festival, is going to encompass Independence Day. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be a great excuse to come hang out with other liberty-minded people, people that care about freedom, all hanging out at the same campground together and doing more than just hanging out, because there's usually things that people create to do, meaning, you know, put together a poker game, you know, put together a musical performance or a play or a speaker session or whatever, you know, kind of thing you want to do. Board games. I mean, there's just all kinds of options, but it's up to you to decide what to do. Do you just want to come hang out, or do you want to create something for the people who are there to do? That's what you decide over at forkfest.party. That's where you can learn more about the event. It's June 29th through July 5th. It's going to be the fourth ever ForkFest, and it'll be also the first year that it happens after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival that ForkFest came from. That's where it forked off of. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. Nobody, I imagine, you're going to be attending again.
Nobody will be there.
And Captain Kickass, for your first time ever?
I will be there for at least 4 days. I'm trying to figure out how to get more.
Which four?
The important four.
So right? The one including the Independence
Day? The last four, really. Right. Yeah. So I believe it's through the night of just so I depart to check out whatever they call it.
On the 5th.
On the 5th, right.
Yeah. Perfect.
I do suggest trying to get up earlier if you can, just so you can catch the tail end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because, you know, we forked, but I'm going to be at both of them. Yeah. I mean, these are both great events, and
ultimately, I'd like to do both. I don't know that I can pull that off. I might be able to catch, like, the last day of the Porcupine Festival and then stay the week. I don't know how it's going to turn out, so stay tuned.
Well, the problem with only going to one day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival is you still have to pay if you're going for one day, whereas ForkFest, there's no ticket price. So show up for as much or as little as you want. It's all good. Just get your camping site or RV site or motel room from Rogers Campground, which is the beautiful location in the White Mountains where we'll be, again, June 29th through July 5th. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we can talk more about the Goldbacks, which we didn't really get into that deeply in the microeconomy that you created, apparently,
right,
Captain Kickass. But first, we go to Scotty in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scotty.
Good evening. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Scotty, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just wanted to talk to you about the Bitcoin, because I heard the advertisement, and I wanted to talk about how people are using that instead of actually, like, a lot of people are using those instead of actually using money.
You're kind of fading out a little bit. I don't know if you're on a, you know, like a headset or something like that. Oh, it was a crank call. It was a crank call. That's too bad. It sounded like it was going to be interesting. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, yeah, we like Bitcoin. Bitcoin's cool. Cryptocurrency.
We do.
We're big fans.
I like alternative currencies.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And crypto is obviously the, you know, the coup de grace at this point of alternative currencies, right? We've seen what happens with the Liberty Dollar and, you know, what happened to Bernard von Notthaus and, you know, that type of thing.
The founder of the Liberty Dollar, and they got raided.
Yeah, and so if somebody, some person or single entity creates a currency, as soon as, you know, we'll talk about the United States, as soon as the United States government feels like it might be infringing on their turf, they come in, shut it down, arrest people, and confiscate whatever it is. So that's why cryptocurrency is winning right now. But my enthusiasm was piqued by the Goldback when you introduced me to them.
And I was introduced to them over the summer when I attended Freedom Fest in Vegas and met the creators of the Goldback there.
For anybody that's watching on our live stream video, I'm holding up a Goldback right now, and you can see it's a little bit smaller than a U.S. dollar bill. It's got some printing on it. It says one Utah Goldback. The one stands for one thousandth of an ounce of gold that's baked into this, you know, foil-looking sheet of foil. Well, you know, it's
actually plastic.
But it's been sprayed with gold, and so it has 1/1000th of gold in it. And you can find out all about it at, what is it,
goldback.com.
Goldback.com. Yeah. So, but,
and they're not an advertiser, by the way. I'd just like to point that out. We are not sponsored by Goldback. I would love to be sponsored.
Call them up and ask them.
Yeah. If you work for Goldback
in touch with them.
And you're listening and you want us to, you know, pimp the gold back more than we already do.
We do give it some some good pimping already.
Give us a call on in.
Well, it's better. You know, the best thing that you can have advertised is something that you're really excited about, and so this would be an ideal advertising for us.
So, prior to moving to Keene, I worked in an office in Seattle, Washington, and
you still work there. You just don't work there.
Yeah, I got a bunch of friends who are in that office, and I started a holiday tradition. And I'm going to give away the secret right now, but I started a holiday tradition called the Booze Fairy.
Yeah. Right?
And so I would go to the liquor store and I would get little airplane bottles of like whiskey or, you know, whatever you could get for like a buck or two. And I'd get enough to leave one on everybody's desk. And I'd show up early, like probably right after or the weekend of New Year's or whatever. So it was between Christmas and New Year's. And I'd show up early one day and put a bottle of booze.
So you're the only one there. Nobody else was.
Right. And so people are like, well, where did this come from? I don't know. Must be the Booze Fairy, right? Some folks figured out it was me after some time, and then they just kind of carried on the charade. But so I'm not there this year, right?
Right.
And so, you know,
no more booze.
I didn't fly back to Seattle and visit the liquor store and show up to the office.
Right. It would have been an expensive
Christmas. So instead what I did is I made a deal where somebody supplied me with about 35 of these things. And they're, what's the market on, like $3 right now?
Right now about $3 a piece. Actually, they've gone up on the Atnex site. They were charging like $3.50 a piece for them.
So I packaged these up, one in an envelope. I wrote, you know, everybody's name on each envelope and sent them to one of my trusted coworkers, you know, at the office. And they did the thing, right? So they came in early and left one of these envelopes on everybody's desk that had one gold back each in it.
Yeah.
Right. So you've got 35 people now in an office that each have one gold back. What do you think happened?
Well, I think you're going to tell us what happened.
Guy bought them all up.
Well, somebody's trying anyway.
I would have been that guy.
it did spark a bit of, shall we say, economic discussion as far as the philosophy of currency. And, you know, a couple of guys who kind of have more knowledge in the area of currency than others sort of educated those who didn't. Oh, well, why does any currency have value? Well, because of what you think it has value of, right? So they're having these philosophical conversations about
that.
Value and all this. And so, yeah, I get an email from one of the guys, and, you know, it's kind of a joke email, right? They're joking around with each other, but it's still kind of entertaining. So I just grabbed a couple of excerpts that I'll read from for you.
You also got some cool pictures with people, like, holding up their gold backs and looking very silly.
I got a bunch of selfies from people going, thanks for the gold bar! Wow, this is awesome! And kind of thing. So, I can read this to you.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, we're big fans of alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live, and especially if other people can get excited about alternatives.
Yeah.
That's, like, super exciting. So you can bring up whatever you want. Join us here on the radio, 855-450-FREE. Like for
gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Democrats are defending terrorists Qasem Soleimani, the top Iranian general who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq.
And when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
Attorney General Bill Barr is calling a December shooting at a Pensacola naval air station an act of terrorism. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer who was part of a training mission at the base. Barr says the Saudis have cooperated fully in the investigation.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 83 points to finish at 28,907. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We like shiny things.
It's shiny.
On Free Talk Live.
Get a shiny object in
the
camera.
We're talking about gold, specifically the gold back, but just alternative currencies in general. We have done a lot of discussions of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum and the various different cryptos, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, over the years here on Free Talk Live, and we're still huge fans of that. But when this gold back thing came out back in October, I got pretty excited about it. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But also want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com because they're longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. And they've got a pretty great new site out that came out over the summertime called local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And it's global. So you can trade with people halfway across the world. There's no identification requirements to sign up for the site at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. So get started trading, buying, and selling Bitcoin Cash. All right, so Captain Kickass, you were telling us about this kind of holiday tradition that you created at the office that for which you still work, but you now work remotely.
I still work for that company, yeah. And so the Seattle office is near and dear to my heart. I made some friends
there,
some my
friends,
co-workers.
Your co-workers,
kind of
every year we're leaving, you know, quietly leaving gifts for the whole office, sort of like a secret thing, and you gave away liquor. But this year you gave them something useful. They can't drink the gold back in this case, and you left one gold back for everybody that you knew in the office, so roughly 35 or so.
Yeah.
That you left, and it was like Christmas morning or that week or something like that.
I think everybody, like when they came back from the holiday break, if you will, so probably post the new year, right? So, what, January 2nd, January 3rd?
Yeah.
Everybody found an envelope on their desk with their name on it.
Without your name.
Without my name.
No note or anything
right.
like that. Just a gold back sitting in there. So somebody probably went online, what is this thing? And then they started talking about it, and people were talking about money and what value is and value-backed monies. And so you had something you wanted to share.
So at some point, somebody figured out that instead of getting booze, that they got the gold back, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the, and so I had to make up a story about what happened to the booze fairy. And so the story was that the booze fairy had to check into rehab for its porn addiction. And so it couldn't make it to the liquor store. And so that's why they got gold backs instead.
Okay.
But somebody emailed me and said, I thought you might be interested in the conversations these Utah goldbacks have been sparking. Mostly we've been focusing on trying to pinpoint the value of a goldback. As we all know, a currency is only worth what people agree it's worth, and an item is only worth what someone will pay for it. Therefore, we've tried to set some bartering constraints to determine the value. So far. Now, keep in mind, this is an office full of, like, tech guys,
people,
right? So
yeah.
We're talking nerds with nerdy senses of humor, right?
Okay.
So far, Steve will trade a piece of used floss for a goldback, but not much else on his desk. Steve will not trade his blue company-branded sunglasses for a goldback. Steve will also not trade for a pair of blue company-branded sunglasses using his goldback.
What if he had 10 of those?
Well, Steve wasn't 10
pair of sunglasses?
Or... Yeah, somebody ought to give him 9 more pairs of sunglasses and see if
his
valuations change.
Yeah.
That's marginal value.
This created an economic quandary that Brandon cannot wrap his head around. Glenn will take an undetermined amount of beef jerky for a goldback.
Okay.
Phil will not stop bothering me for a goldback. We are still, by iteration, working out the value of a Utah goldback. I will keep you updated. Thanks. So, yeah, I mean, like, so they started going, oh, well, this is worth something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure several people Googled it. They shared the link, you know, amongst the office.
And so I think it's a teachable moment.
Absolutely.
And I think the lesson to teach at this point is if you want to know what it's worth, set up a dollar auction for them.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. And
place your bids.
Huh?
Place your bids on the gold back, right?
Exactly. And that shows you the value of the dollar, where it's like, you know, it really matters how many pairs of sunglasses you have before, you know, you really, you don't value, you know, your thousandth pair of sunglasses nearly as highly as you did your first one, you know? And as a matter of fact, by this time, they're getting underfoot. They're getting frigging irritating unless you're actually in the sunglasses business.
Right, you're tripping over them. So, at any rate, another person responded to everybody on this email thread and said...
Oh, so this is a giant CC'd everybody kind of thread.
It's 7-8 people.
Okay.
Something like that. So, so this is a person who can confirm. He says, "All I can confirm in the office, one Utah goldback currently has a value equivalent to 0.5, that's 1/2 ounce, of Righteous Felon brand Bourbon Franklin flavored beef jerky sold to this other guy, Brian.
Okay.
Also, it's worth one bowl of Jai Jiang instant noodles sold to this guy named Hans. Of course, value is subject to market
sounds
fluctuations.
Like
thank you. Right.
So, instant noodles, all this sort of office food reminds me of being in jail.
Yeah. So you know,
yeah.
You show up for work, and then all of a sudden there's
batch.
There's this shiny object that's you know, maybe worth $3, and so people start bartering things for it, you know, like selling a bowl of ramen noodles for a gold back,
that's
right?
So
you
cool.
know, a 1/2 ounce of beef jerky, a pair of sunglasses, whatever, right? So a microeconomy has been created in this enclosed environment of 35 people using nothing but the gold backs.
And you did it.
And
started this.
I'm like, I did that.
That's
awesome,
cool, man.
Thank you for sharing that. I love it. By the way, the price right now of the gold back on goldback.com is at the highest I've ever seen it. It's $2.81. And that's, you know, that's before you factor in shipping them, right? So you're going to end up paying more. If you go to Apnex, which is like one of the bigger metals companies out there, they sell gold and silver bullion. They are now selling the gold back, and they're asking $3.54, again, before the shipping cost is factored in. So that gives you some idea of what people are paying.
So what was the first number? Was that somebody's buy price?
The official price from goldback.com is $2.81.
That's what they'll sell it for?
That's what they're selling them for. Yeah.
Huh. So I wonder why you would trouble yourself to buy them from Apmex.
You can pay with crypto on Apmex, and they don't take that at gold back. Apmex will give you free shipping, I think, on five. So if you get like the whole set, you get free shipping on that.
Right.
But, you know, Apmex has to pay $2.81 or whatever the rate they're getting.
Sure.
So they got to make something on it. They got to mark it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a fascinating little piece, and we're going to, you know, definitely talk more about it in the future. I've been in touch with the Goldback people here, and so I'm hoping that new exciting things could be announced later this year about these things, because I want to see them get bigger. I want to see more people using these things, because the thing that they've done that's brilliant here, and again, they're not a sponsor, but I would love for them to be, the brilliance of the Goldback is to allow people to actually have useful gold.
Spending gold.
Spendable gold.
Right, because isn't that like one of the problems, even though gold is portable and fungible and that kind of thing, like, you know, carrying around an ounce of gold, not practical.
No, not practical. And also it's not practical to carry around a tenth of an ounce of gold.
Right.
Because you can lose the thing. I mean, those things are so tiny. It's like the size of your thumbnail, and it's $160.
Right, yeah.
You know, if that thing falls out of your wallet.
Yeah, you've got to put it in I've seen people carry them. They always have them in this cardboard container.
Right.
Because they're too small to keep track of.
It's the same thing with the crypto. It's the coffee conundrum, right? Everybody goes, well, it's not going to be real currency until I can buy a cup of coffee with it, right?
I can buy a cup of coffee tonight.
Well, here you go. You know, Utah gold back, it's worth $3. I can go get a cup of coffee for $3.
Presuming someone will accept it from you, and they just might.
And the place where I really think that backed currencies, people don't like the word stable coin, and I understand that, but the great thing about backed currencies is the idea that you can give somebody a solid ounce of silver to pay for your cup of coffee, and instead of having to cut that silver coin up to give you change, he can send you back your change in the form of a silver-backed crypto.
Crypto, right.
You
right.
know? So this many ounces or this many grams is your change.
Well, right. Since we're talking about good money, let's talk about bad money. Coming up here, China is looking to issue their own, what the media is calling, cryptocurrency. Mm. We'll get into that coming up here.
We got what you want.
Why you say? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yeah, this is a real bad idea. Coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And the captain.
Also want to say thanks to Wild Bill from Seaville. He is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Wild Bill contributing $5 a month to the AMP program, which you can join as well over at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
Like Wild Bill Hickok?
It's Wild Bill from Seaville.
Oh, Seaville.
I don't know if that's Charlottesville or whatville that is, but that's where he's from. Seaville. You can join up over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can do it with a credit card. You can do PayPal. You can do also Bitcoin BTC to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. If you like the ideas that we talk about here on Free Talk Live, talking about, in this case, financial freedoms here tonight, but overarching topics tend to be freedom-related. If you appreciate the message that we have on this show, then please join the AMP program. We could use your help. It's your $5 a month, or in this case, Bill's. $5 a month that gets pooled together with other folks, and then it helps us get on more new radio stations. We've got over 200 stations now from coast to coast and beyond, as far away as Guam and Alaska, even to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And it's because of listeners like you contributing to the AMP program and listeners like Wild Bill from Seaville. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com.
Real quick, just to wrap up on the Utah Gold Buck microeconomy that I created in an office. People often think that currency is a human construct, and that's not true.
Who made it?
This microeconomy reminded me precisely of some sort of a documentary that I watched years ago, where primates, right, orangutans, apes, baboons, mm-hmm. Also just sort of naturally use things as currency. They'll use
sort of
like
naturally arose basically.
Pebbles, things like that. Like, and you will notice, like, in, you know, observable, I don't know what you call a family of, you know, orangutans or, you know, but, mm-hmm. you know, a captive, observable audience of those, if they start trading these things that are seen as value, all of a sudden you see stuff like prostitution amongst apes.
Really?
Right? So, like, yeah, the guys will all fight over it, and whoever collects the most will go and bring it to the female of the species and offer it to her in exchange for sex.
Wow.
You know, so. So, like,
it is the oldest profession, isn't it?
Currency is not specifically a human construct.
Interesting.
It occurs naturally in primates as well.
Wow. So,
and that's what this experiment reminded me of, because I'm kind of calling all my friends back in Seattle a bunch of apes for, you know, trading the gold bags now.
Yeah, and the thing is, people say, oh, we should eliminate money. You know, the commies are always saying, we should eliminate money. And it's like, how do you do that? If there's no legal tender, cigarettes become money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even becomes money. Anything of value can become money.
Exactly. Even absent the state. Like, think about all the different things that have been used as money, right? Tea, grain, right? Rice, salt. Right? Like, these are things that are considered money, at least historically speaking, right? So, absolutely spot on. Even absent the state, if somebody says, we're going to get rid of money, it's never going to happen. People are going to use whatever is convenient them to barter in.
The commies are constantly pushing for people to go against their nature, right? So that's one example. You just gave us an example of how money is natural, that it comes about naturally. And so the commies are saying, well, we need to reject that idea. We need to just stop using money. We need to get rid of all of that. And as you guys have pointed out, that just can't happen. Because it's a natural thing. In the same way that it's also against human nature for people to give away, you know, everything that they have, everything that they've worked for, and to where the people who aren't working, the people who are completely living off of the generosity of others, are getting all this stuff, and they're not working for it, it's inevitable that somebody's going to be upset about that.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't work. And so, good luck to them. I don't want to participate in that. And that's the other thing. They've got to force people, by the threat of violence, to participate in a system that's that crappy.
And that's what I'm trying to tie these people down on, because it is so hard talking to an ANCOM.
An anarcho-communist?
Yeah, an anarcho-communist or anarcho-socialist, to get him to pin down exactly how his system works. It's like it gets down to the hand-waving level of detail,
mm-hmm.
and beyond that, it's like they won't go into the mechanics of how this thing is supposed to work. And that's just frightening to me. We want to sell you the system, but we're not going to tell you how it works. If you ask, we'll get mad at you.
Well, some of them have come up with, remember there was actually somebody mentioned it in a chat room last night. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but the Venus Project, has been described as the newer version is Marxism with robots.
That guy with two first names, Peter or something or another?
I thought it was like Jacques or something like that, but I don't know. But anyway, it started in the 1970s, I think, and now it's been modified by the Zeitgeist movement to essentially be, their plan is, it'll be a giant computer that decides everything.
Oh, it was Peter.
So that's the plan.
The funny thing
is, it was Peter Joseph.
The Venus Project could actually kind of work if but the thing is, there's only one way to implement it that it would work.
Voluntarily.
Each person has their own little terminal in this system, and they're basically trading with each other. And
that's not what they want.
And that's the thing is I remember thinking about, okay, I'm writing a computer game. How do I implement a free market economy? And the answer is I don't. Mm-hmm. I just give the people the interface to interact with each other.
Right.
And apart from that, I do nothing except, you know, write the code to make it possible for them to give each other stuff.
Right. I have no problem with people who wish to start a commune. operate within a commune, be a part of a commune.
Have at it.
You know, have at it, as long as you're not forcing anybody else to your way, your life, your preferences.
Right.
Right. Far out, solid, and right on. I fully think that in an actual, you know, non-statist society, that there will be pockets of communes everywhere, and some of them will work great, and some of them will fail horribly.
Most of them.
Right? But as long as they're not coercing other folks to their way, to their preference, go commune away. Be as hippie as you want to be.
Show us that some of this can work. Prove your case before you try to, you know, writ it large across an entire society.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem with the so-called scientific socialism is you don't impose new innovations on society by first globally without finding out if they work. That is not a scientific way to approach the world.
Well, and just because your idea might work on a farm with 20 or 30 or however many people does not mean it's going to scale up to 20,000 or 200,000.
Nor should it.
Or 2 million.
Yeah, and it probably won't, because the thing is, in a smaller group, you can have actual bonds. Like, if you have a tribe of people that are genuinely attached to each other, okay, then within a group of like 150, you could manage that like a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is a tribe can't grow above 150 people.
Right, the Dunbar number.
Yeah.
As we've seen with every group that's ever existed, splitting, whether it be religious disagreements, splitting religions, whether it be political disagreements, splitting political parties and political movements, you just cannot grow a group past a very small number.
And you know, speaking of vernacular, what do people call their neighborhood? The community, right? So, I mean, it seems to me that a community can't exceed sort of the Dunbar number as well, right?
Well, I mean, it can.
I mean, it can, but as far as your ability to affect it.
You get divisions within it.
Right.
Mm.
So we could talk about the Chinese government. They are stepping up to the plate, or at least they want you to think they are.
Speaking of communists.
In the world of currency. Are the commie Chinese, the red Chinese, actually going to be the first government on the planet to release its own so-called cryptocurrency, its digital currency?
I guess the first thing is I think that at this point, calling the Chinese communist is...
that's what they call themselves.
It is what they call themselves, but it's almost disingenuous at this point. You know, more on their part than on yours. But I don't want to confuse people into thinking that in the 70s they were real communists. You know, they had the Great Leap Forward, and a few million people starved to death. And the Cultural Revolution, where they killed all the educated people. I mean, that's real. That's real communism. but then they moved somewhat toward a much freer market whilst having still iron political control.
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation over there. We'll talk more about it coming up in Hour 2 next on Free Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.